Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This week's podcast is on emotional intelligence and how essential it is to effective leadership. When we think of successful leaders, we often consider their business intelligence, their ability to think and execute in the short term as well as planning for the future. We often think that's the most important factor of success. But equally important for a leader is emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and communicate effectively to different audiences, the ability to understand your own motivations and feelings, the ability to display confidence while at the same time showing humility and enabling other people to feel confident and successful. High emotional intelligence creates stronger leadership in the following ways. First, it gives leaders the self-awareness to understand how subtle changes in their demeanor and their speech and communication habits can affect those around them. Second, it helps leaders respond with an affirming intent and manner, even in the middle of a heated discussion, making conversations more productive. Third, it enables leaders to empathize with other people, even those they disagree with, which leads to higher levels of trust. And fourth, emotional intelligence gives leaders a view into what motivates different people. Some people need a lot of autonomy. Others prefer to work in teams. Emotional intelligence enables leaders to gain those insights and tap into those motivators to encourage stronger performance and allegiance to the company. So take the following steps to hone your emotional intelligence. First, avoid rushing to judgment when an employee does something that disappoints you. Slow down, ask questions, try to find out what led to their decisions. Listen with an open mind. Second, examine your own role and whether you were at fault for a negative outcome. If so, accept responsibility, be honest with yourself, and open about your role in the interaction. Third, think through carefully what motivates the people around you. Engage them in discussions about how best to tap their intrinsic sources of motivation. Use your emotional intelligence to figure out how to communicate and support them. Fourth, be attuned to your own patterns of communicating. You can use the survey Straight Talk at gostraighttalk.com to learn your style and see how to improve your communication. In short, emotional intelligence, while not necessarily easy for all people to gain, is a critically important leadership skill that all people who are on a path to higher levels of management and leadership should master.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.